Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And earlier in the show, I want to play this audio for y'all real quick. I mentioned during Lunchtime Confessions about 2 Chainz talking to a robot, talking to the Tesla robot.
Okay.
And this is how it sounded.
2 Chainz, how you doing?
What's up?
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
I'm Optimus.
Okay. My name is Tony.
Tony?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Tony.
Nice to meet you too, buddy. Hey, can you awesome. can you play basketball? Can you shoot like jump shots?
Maybe one day.
I'll teach you.
Can you?
I'll teach you.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, brother.
I don't like the language model that they put on. I don't know who voiced that, but I don't like how it sounds. It makes me
sounds
feel
like a kid.
Yeah. It sounds like a relatively young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a relatively young guy.
Yeah, but we are here
having that conversation with a robot.
I would like to see a robot actually shoot a jump shot, though.
They got those.
They have the ones that don't miss. Remember, yeah. Have you seen that video? Where just like
a row.
Yeah,
it doesn't look crazy fluid, but it gets the job done.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
I don't
man.
Think they need to be fluid.
Be looking like Sean Marion.
Yeah. Yeah,
but no, I've been impressed with just like, well, I mean, impressed and terrified at the same time with just how far and how quickly like AI language like models, for lack of a better term. I don't think that's the right term. But whatever, have progressed. There's very little latency there in that conversation with 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I feel like to me, and I don't know if anybody out there that played this game. I played this game on this game been around for a little bit, but it's a game called Detroit.
Huh. Okay.
And it's all about that, like AI stuff, robots, like real live robots, and one actually ended up killing somebody, trying to save somebody's life and that. It's crazy, but it seemed like it's about to go there.
It does, definitely does.
We'll see.
Man, so Bob Costas was getting a lot of hate from the Young Bucks on this platform. I mean, not this platform, but social media platform. Mm-hmm. And I want to go through a montage of all of his all of his calls that people kind of had an issue with.
Okay.
From this this Yankees and Royals ALDS series. Mm-hmm. And I want y'all honest opinion on Bob Costas after y'all hear all of this.
Hit to short. Whip gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can. And it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit. Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play. Isbell had 8 regular season home runs. Sends this one to deep right. Back goes Soto.
Is it going?
By the bullpen. And he's got it with his back against the bullpen fence. Here's Tommy Pham. First pitch, bouncing to short. Volpe backs up, throws, and that's that. In the air to center field. Judge has it lined up, and the Yankees are on their way to the LCS. The Royals gave them a good battle. All 4 games were close, but the Yankees, who didn't make the postseason last year, a rarity, now advance to the LCS.
I know who's mad about that one. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so he been getting a lot of pushback on his calls during this series. And I'm going to get to a couple people that was defending him.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know your honest opinion on Bob Costas right now in 2024.
Okay, so what my feelings on it is that's clearly not great. Like, that's not a great baseball call. But I'm going to defend him in this way. What do you expect from Bob Costas? Like, that's what Bob Costas is. He's a conversationalist, an analyst. I think the bigger problem is putting Bob Costas in that booth. For play-by-play, he's a host. He's an analyst. He talks sports.
He's a long time. He's also
done basketball. He's done baseball. But if you're gonna try to, if you want that energy, you know, that whatever it is, you know better.
That is fair. Yeah. I think that is fair. Like he does not like kind of use his voice as an instrument to, I guess, hype the game. He's not selling the game, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I've never had too much of an issue with Bob Costas. The only thing that I do is, like, sometimes he can grandstand, right? Like, sometimes he can...
That's what he is.
Right? Sometimes he can get that place where he feels like he's moralizing.
He pontificates.
Ways, right? Oh, I love that word.
Yeah.
Pontificates.
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes that can happen, and I understand why that would rub people the wrong way. But otherwise, I'm just like, hey, we're here for the game.
So that's my thing. Figures, like, you know what you're getting with Bob Costas, so if you don't want that in the booth, if you want to hit that young audience that has some guy with his hair on fire making a call... Then get that guy in the booth.
Yeah, or get a radio guy.
Yeah.
The radio guys be fired up.
Yeah.
But I get some of these calls I play was a little iffy, but I just feel like Bob Costas and Al Michaels are probably some of the last of that ilk that we gonna see for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Just that kind of smooth, laid-back type of voice. I feel like that's not really in style anymore.
Exactly.
And so, like, I mean, it might not be the best call, but I'm just here to appreciate him while he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't gonna be around for a long time forever.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but... your boy Nick Wright has something to say about
it. Oh, I heard this.
Okay. He was a little upset with the 20-year-olds, the Young Bucks on social media trashing Al Michaels and Bob Costas. And this is what he had to say.
5 hours from now, you know what you're going to do if you check Twitter? Hey, what are people saying about the game? A bunch of 20-something-year-olds saying how much these guys stink. Saying, oh, I don't like this guy. I don't like that guy. Why doesn't he call the game this way? It's Costas and Michaels, you spoiled brat. One of them called the Miracle on Ice. The other one called Michael Jordan's final game with the Bulls. True. Between them, they've called 25 Olympics. They're in their 70s. They're spending a Thursday night calling a divisional round game and a Thursday night football game. And all these kids are complaining, being like, here's what I didn't like about it. Shut up! Do you know how lucky I would have been if Howard Cosell would have extended his career that long? I could have watched him. I wouldn't have cared if it's not my style. Enjoy it! You're watching legends at the end of their run. So you, or just delete your Twitter account. You're going to get on there with your $78 and be like, here's why Bob Costas doesn't know what he's Bob Costas.
Okay, but that might be a little bit to the other extreme, just a touch.
Yeah, shut up and take it.
But like,
I kind of see where he's going with it, because I kind of feel that way where I'm just like, hey, it is what it is. I know you hate that term, but
but it is.
It is what it is.
It really is, though.
This is a legend.
You know, remember when people used to criticize Milo Hamilton? And I didn't think he was very good at the end of his career, but I always told him the same thing. Get back to me when you've been doing it for 60 years.
Yeah.
Get back to me and tell me, you know, about your game after you've been broadcasting for 60 years.
Yeah, but I think this is where, like, continued education of this all is. Like, hey, man, if you've been doing it for 60 years and it's falling off, like...
No, I get that.
Right?
Yeah.
But there is a certain amount of earned... You know, whether it's respect or just being putting up with it or whatever.
I think Nick's issue in that instance, and here I am telling him what his issue is. Right, what a jerk. But I think his issue might be more. Your opinion is your opinion. Not everybody has to hear your opinion. But we've gotten to a place with, like, and I'm not somebody who bashes on social media just on itself. However, I think we all have gotten to a place where we all feel like we need to put out what amounts like public statements about everything. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think people care that much about my opinion like that, right? Like, especially, like, you notice it when someone passes and, oh, man, I have to make sure that I send out a, you know, recipes. I'm like...
Gone too soon?
You don't... Yeah, you have to make sure. But I'm like... You don't need to put out a statement. You're not a company. Like, you don't need to know what your official opinion is on this. And I think that might, if everybody did not feel the need to be like, yo, I need to let you know that I don't think Bob Costas is good.
Yeah.
Maybe this wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Yeah, somebody else that had an issue with the young kids on social media.
The young whippersnappers.
Yeah, Michael Kay.
Okay.
Michael Kay.
I bet he did.
He know a little something about broadcasting and all that stuff. But here's Michael Kay's issue with people, the young people on Twitter, criticizing Bob Costas.
I'm reading social media. I've never seen such vitriolic hatred toward a guy. Okay. And I'm not being hyperbolic, and you guys could both correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
Bob Costas is one of the greatest sports broadcasters that has ever lived. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen to Bob Costas call a baseball game, because he used to be the backup to Scully, and then he took over the number one job. If you listen to him call those games then, he called them the same way then as he calls them now. Understated, kind of teaching you as he goes along, all of that. I think that the industry has changed, but to see these young people on social media eviscerating a broadcasting godlike, but you can say, hey, I don't like the cut of his jib, but he stinks. You're out of your mind.
My man, that's how Twitter works.
Yeah.
Twitter, young people on Twitter will tear down a legend.
Hyperbole.
With no problem.
Yeah, hyperbole is the name of the game.
But he kind
of
said along the same lines what I said. You know what you're getting with Bob Costas, so either don't put him in the booth, or, you know, and I know they're going to, but I'm saying, or don't complain because you know what Bob Costas is.
Yeah, but then you're speaking to two different people. Don't put him in the booth as the TV.
Right.
As the TV network. Mm-hmm. And don't complain as the listeners and the viewers. I find myself somewhere in the middle where, like, it does not hurt me that much, but I cannot acknowledge that, you know, hey, the call could be, I guess, different in different ways and maybe more enjoyable. It'd be like that sometimes. Like, for the most part, for me, with all these sporting events, I'm usually here for the event.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Unless it's, like, atrociously bad where they actually are not, you know, fulfilling the actual job description. I'm here for the event. Whatever I'm watching, I'll be able to make it. But I also understand that I am privileged enough to have a level of understanding of what's happening in a lot of these situations and don't need somebody to guide me through it like some people would. I don't know.
Yeah, salute to all parties.
Just that is the default. Just salute, whatever.
Yeah, prayers to everybody.
Awesome, salute. That's right.
So I ran across this clip from Ashley Mina Kimes posted this clip, and she was talking about she kind of got a little nerdy. And I got a lot. I can't lie, man. I love Mina Kimes. I love when she breaks down the game and get in the sticks. So this is her talking about 12 personnel nickel pertaining to the Ravens and Commanders game coming up.
Excellent.
The thing that jumps out to me about the Ravens offense against the Commanders defense, what the Ravens are doing with their heavy personnel groupings right now, when they put multiple tight ends backs on the field, I just don't know how the Commanders handle that. I mean, the Commanders versus 12 personnel, they almost exclusively play nickel 99% of the time this year. If you play the Ravens in nickel and 12, they are happy to run that ball down your throat. In fact, in 12 personnel, they are averaging 6 yards a carry and 0.24 EPA per play. I love their 12 personnel grouping so much because this year and last year, they were an even run pass split and they're constantly putting defenses in compromised situations. But I think particularly running the ball out of those looks, is going to be a huge problem for Washington.
So that's the good football stuff. Directly into my veins, baby. Let's go.
She mentioned your favorite three letters.
Oh, EPA. So did you guys have an issue or pushback or anything with what she's saying there?
Heck no.
No, that was good analysis.
And she actually made the weeds for the common man. It made it sound very simple that everybody could understand.
Yeah, I understood a little bit, but I ain't gonna lie, I ain't that type of guy.
And to be fair, like, she's doing that in the podcast space where a lot of people, if you're coming to it, you are coming
for that. You're coming for that content.
Yeah.
But let me introduce you guys to a man.
I already hate him.
He goes by the name of Coach Jason Brown on Twitter at TheRealCoach_JB.
Oh, Lord.
So,
you hate the people that put the real in there?
The real coach.
Just in case
you didn't know I was a coach.
I'm going to go through. So what I like to do, too, is look at people's description or their bios on their social media. So I'm going to read what his bio say before I get to how he responded.
Man, aren't we? Okay, yeah, very good.
So his bio say Netflix, Last Channel U. So I'm guessing.
Last Chance U?
Yeah, Last Chance U.
Okay.
Sorry about that. He also put 2017 NJCAA Jayhawk Coach of the Year.
All right, junior college coach of the year.
Okay, excellent. Cool.
Author of Hate Me Now, Love Me Later.
I don't know about that.
And an author, too?
I don't know about that second part.
Host of the Coach JB Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got a podcast. Oh, we cooking. I like this. Yeah.
And then he got a link to his website, CoachJBStore.com.
All right.
So I'm like, okay. Let me share what he said to Mina Kimes, or responded to this video right here.
Oh, I know Mina eviscerated him. I can't wait.
Who listens to this bleep? Seriously.
Me.
12 personnel isn't a formation, Mina. It's a group which can be several formations. So which one in 12 do they run the ball successively in? I'm waiting.
Oh, he did the I'm waiting.
Yeah. All of them. Like,
yeah.
What is he complaining about? Yes, he is right. 12 personnel is a personnel grouping as opposed to a formation.
Mm-hmm.
But it tells you oftentimes the size of the of what you have.
Well, the concept. It's the concept of 12 personnel.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're going to have two tight ends on the field. Yeah. That means you're probably going to be bigger. And in theory, you're probably going to be able to run the football or pass the football. And when they match up with that, they go with a smaller package of guys, nickel, where you're going to have you're going to have more defensive backs. You're going to have five defensive backs, right? Like, that tells you a lot. Coach, you don't know football?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. So, shout out to Lance Zierlein. He actually responded to this tweet. He said, Coach, all she's saying is they will take their two tight end set and mash your ass with it if you stay in nickel.
Correct.
This is pretty easy to understand. I'm not sure where you're going with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Coach replied and said,
oh, he didn't take the off-ramps? Lance gave you the off-ramp, Coach.
Hey, he had to reply to Lance. He said, but she didn't say that, which, again, why some of you should stay out of football talk. She says 12 personnel, not any formation. And then when asked about formation, she said gun, which isn't a formation to run the ball out of. 12 personnel can mean 30 different formations, and two tight ends could be at wide receiver or fullback, contrary to belief.
You raising my blood pressure. Yeah. I'm just mad now. Because you can run out of gun. What are you talking about?
Right? Well, it's not even that.
You have to run out of the single back. What are you talking about?
I mean, that's fine and that's true. But what he's doing is, let me tell you how much more football I know.
That's really
I'm sitting here. Let me tell you how much football I know.
I'm sitting here eating
She's
my popcorn.
She's a girl. Yeah. She can know football.
And there is that element for sure.
I'm Absolutely. A coach. I know football.
I'm sitting here eating my popcorn, enjoying this. Yeah. So Lance replied and said, Coach, who give a bleep about the formation? Once you're in a proper grouping to beat the bleep out of the nickel, you can get your tight ends in any formation you want.
Facts.
I think that's understood. Part of having the right grouping is in that you're going to get them downhill on the nickel.
Yes.
Coach replied.
No, oh, Lord. No,
he keep going.
Bro, do you realize you have to get in formation to snap the ball?
Oh, get out of here.
And they don't use double tight ends, so what are you talking about?
Who don't use double tight end?
I don't know. I'm not the sports nerd guy.
I'm mad at him.
But my favorite part in this is this. Some random guy replied to that reply and said, bro, do you realize you was charged with 8 felonies for blackmail and identity theft after you posed as a lawyer to send fake cease and desist letters to media outlets that you were reporting the story that were reporting the story about you texting a German football recruit and you were going to that you're going to tell them that or sorry texting the German football recruit that you were going to be his new Hitler?
That's crazy. Boy. First of all,
that was his reply. It came out of nowhere.
That came out of nowhere. But yeah, man.
I wonder, was it accurate? I'm guessing.
I have no
Someone
idea.
Someone just texted in. Again, I don't know if this is for certain, but it seems to be along those lines. They said that coach got fired and had sexual assault, allegations, got removed from Netflix.
Look, I have no idea who that guy was. But once I seen that last tweet, I'm like, all right.
That'll always get you on.
I think that's it.
For our friends that aren't on social media or maybe not super social media inclined, that is what we call a this you. Which is when you're having a conversation and you're just like, is
that brother came from the top rope? I'm over here. I'm over here trying to learn a little bit because I like seeing disagreements about football and personnels and all that stuff. So I was just trying to see where the guy was coming
from. Here comes the flying suplex.
Yeah. But,
I guarantee you that coach, when referring to a woman, has used the term broad.
Oh, goodness, man.
I guarantee you.
Yeah,
he messed with the wrong one.
Yeah, he did.
Mina Khan's got supporters because they know she knows ball.
Yeah,
and maybe coach don't.
Yeah, again, salute to all parties.
That's right.
Prayers,
not salute to everyone. Mm-hmm. Not salute to coach.
Yeah, prayers to everyone.
All right, that's Figgy's mixtape. You can catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop. Dare I say, one of the most sought after segments. On
Always.
The program.
That's
right. All right. We're just one segment away from our weekend. We're going to hand it over to The Drive coming up next. However, we got to draft the weekend, see what we're interested in, sports and otherwise, headed into the weekend. We'll do that next.